We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, Russ, for the score in Chicago. The Danny Parkins Show.
Least helpful local talk show host, Danny Parkins.
Afternoons on the Score.
I got a question for you about this word collaboration.
And you're going to hear this word a lot today because it's true. Collaboration.
Collaboration. And then there's collaboration.
But I was thinking of bad collaborations. But
right, Vanilla Ice. Right. Stop collaborating.
Stop collaborating. Listen, I suspect.
Brand new invention.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
That's what the next line was. Thanks.
Rolling.
Ragtop down.
5 point. Rolling my 5.0 with a ragtop down.
What's your all-time bad collaboration then? Music, film, anywhere. Because I'll tell you which one I go to. Monuments Men was a World War II movie that had George Clooney.
George Clooney. You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
George Clooney.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, John Goodman, and Bill Murray in it. It's unbelievably bad.
There you go.
Anyway, it's a great film. It really is.
Do you have one, Shane?
Song-wise, Over and Over, Nelly and Tim McGraw. Absolutely disgusting combination of people to do a song together. Yeah, I can't take it.
Yeah, I can't shake it, no. Great song.
And then movie-wise, Tim Allen, John Travolta, Martin Lawrence, William H. Macy, Ray Liotta. What movie am I talking about?
I don't know, but I want to see
it.
Right?
It's got to be so good if all those people are there.
Right.
Well, it's Wild Hogs, Danny. It's a bunch of friends who buy motorcycles together and go on a cross-country trip.
They went looking for an adventure and found a journey.
Wild Hogs, baby!
They never forget.
One of the only shows I've, stopped binge-watching, Designated Survivor.
Sir, you are now the president of the United States.
Does Grody know what collaborate means? Who did Kiefer Sutherland collaborate with in Designated Survivor?
Well, I thought, what happened was...
See, what had happened at first was...
Dumbass.
Man, you're so funny, man.
The Danny Parkins Show.
That's what all the kids listen to you, man. You are the best thing on the radio!
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
That's so well done, Chris Tannehill. Most people in his position, in Tanny's position, cannot tell a full story. That was over multiple segments at different times during the show. Really two different segments, the last two of the show. And he wove it all together as Cody Decker's in on the Danny Parkins Show. We'll talk to Tom Thayer at 3 and Liam Hendricks a bit after 4. But the Bears kept talking about what they're going to do is they're going to just collaborate. The Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy and Ted Phillips and George McKay, they're going to collaborate. And they kept saying, collaborate, collaborate, collaborate. And then we were like, well, none of you are particularly good at your job, so is that a good collaboration? And so then we were talking about bad collaborations, and Mark Grody, my co-host yesterday, mentioned Designated Survivor, which was Kiefer Sutherland and a bunch of nobodies, and so it's like, yo, dude, you don't even know what collaborate is. So that was what Amazing. That was, and that was beautiful.
It's really sad that Vanilla Ice has a better grasp of the word collaborate over you. That's not where you want to be educationally.
It's not. No, Mark Grody, he needs some help. I once saw Vanilla Ice shooting craps at 2:30 in the morning at a crappy casino in Kansas City, Missouri. And
I thought that was going to end up saying in the corner, in a 1960s movie with all the other greasers. Yeah, we were just playing craps in the corner.
No, he was not in an alley game of dice. But, I mean, the Argosy in Kansas City is not very not too far removed from an alley, so it's certainly possible. But where do you go? You're a big movie guy. When you think of all-star cast but all-time flop, bad collaborations, where do you go?
You know, I got to say, Monuments Men was a great call because that was not a very good movie with an extraordinary cast. There's a couple that come to mind. There's a movie that came out during the entire craze of Lord of the Rings that it kind of got lost entirely in the shuffle. It was a dreadful dragon movie called Aragorn, and it just had every famous British actor who has ever lived that was clearly there for a paycheck, and then they went home and never spoke about this again.
I think that that's the common theme in bad collaborations. Big budgets. Right? Ooh. Like you get a ton of people to get a ton of money and then it never works artistically.
I'm going to go very bold here with the collaboration because I really think I'm stretching the word collaboration with Jaws 4: The Revenge. We got the shark from Jaws. We got Mario Van Peebles. And we have Michael Caine. That is a collaboration. That is a big three that'll take on any NBA team there is.
Well, that's interesting. I'm not. Yeah. Can a fourth sequel be a collaboration? I don't know the rules on that. I didn't even know that Jaws 4 existed. I got to be honest. I'm not sure that I knew that Jaws 3 existed.
Jaws 3 was Jaws 3D, and you should know that exists. And
really?
Jaws 4 the Revenge? You've never heard of Jaws 4 the Revenge?
I don't think so.
Parkins, I'm about to make your day. Here is the plot of Jaws 4 the Revenge. Sheriff Brody, dead, killed off camera. They don't even bother explaining it. He just, like, became an alcoholic off camera. He's dead now. His wife is apparently just running Amity Island. No one explains how that makes sense. And a shark is coming for her. She leaves Amity Island and goes to the Caribbean, and the shark follows her because the shark wants revenge for its father that Sheriff Brody killed in the first movie, and it could scream when it goes above water. A human scream. That is Jaws 4, The Revenge. The revenge belongs to the shark. The movie is pure gold.
What did this movie like do at the box office? Or was this like straight to VHS in 2010? Like what exists? I was thinking you were talking about Sharknado this whole time. I was like, oh, that Tara Reid like TV thing? Jaws 4. I had no idea.
No. And they got Michael Caine to do it. They literally sent Michael Caine a script. And he's actually been asked about this. And he's like, what did you think of Jaws 4? He's like, oh, I didn't really like Jaws 4, but, you know, I love the house it bought me.
Yes. Oh, my. So the budget on Jaws 4, Jaws the Revenge, was $23 million, and it made 52 at the box office.
So you mean the smash hit that was Jaws 4, the Revenge, and you know nothing about it?
It's my bad, dude. Like, that's a clearly just a gap in my pop culture knowledge. This was made in 1987. They were just really banging out Jaws movies.
Parkins, there is a line in the movie where the woman says, shocked, "It recognized me." That's a line. Direct quote. Go check out this movie. You will need a lot of marijuana.
Well, that's, again, not going to be a problem. But so is it like... Is this like low-budget Jurassic Park? Because the Jurassic Park movies, is just they always would spend a ton of money, make a ton of money. The dinosaurs would get like more and more like CGI and ridiculous. And they're like, yeah, now this dinosaur can fly. And like, this dinosaur can learn. And they're like, this dinosaur communicates with humans. And you're like, wait, what happened to Jurassic Park? And then $300 million later, you're like, they got another hit on their hands.
It's amazing that people will still go and see these movies. There hasn't been a good Jurassic Park movie since Jurassic Park, but you throw some dinosaurs on screen and you get Chris Pratt doing a Han Solo impression and everybody showed up.
Yeah, and by the way, I gotta be honest with you, it is kind of visually stimulating.
Like, it is.
It's not a terrible use of 2 hours.
It's not my favorite use of 2 hours, but I've done worse things in 2 hour spans.
I do worse things in 2 hour spans all the time. Sometimes it takes my wife and I nearly 2 hours to decide what we're going to watch. And then we're just like, let's go to bed.
I actually, if you don't know this, if you watch my queue, if you like go down, my most watched program is just the Netflix queue. I watch that a lot. I scroll a lot of things that I could watch, but I'm so busy looking at everything that I can watch that I end up watching nothing.
You said like, if you don't know this, how would I know that? How would I know that that's your most viewed thing on Netflix? I would have
because
no way of
it's
that.
Your most viewed thing on that's Netflix true. Too. It's everyone's most viewed thing on Netflix. That's how they get you.
It really is. We're just inundated with complete oversaturation of things to watch, and frankly, I love it. Because
I hate quarantine. I hate COVID. I hate how we've bungled this and we've been home for so long and all of that. But I will say, as a homebody with a good at-home TV experience, it's not terrible.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. Like, could you imagine if this happened in 1992?
Oh, what the hell would we do? I would have watched Channel 4, 11, and 7, and that was it, because HBO was not free.
No, it would have been awful. But no, in this situation, it's like, okay, at least there's always something new on television. Someone just texted the show and said, check out what Deshaun just tweeted. I was like, oh my God, did he tweet something about the Bears? And he just tweeted, I was on 2, then I took it to 10. What do we think that means? I think that means now a 10 out of 10 anger?
I think that he used to live on the second floor, and now he's moved to the 10th floor.
Okay, I don't think that's what he means.
Okay.
It's got to be anger, right? Is he hearing something about Jaws 4, and he's just blowing a gasket right now?
I don't know. Maybe he heard the show, and he heard that I was willing to do anything to get him to the Bears, and he wants to come to Chicago.
Well, I will tell you, I have a very good suggestion, because you said you would do anything.
Yeah, because two reasons. One, I'd be thrilled to pay off the bet. And two, I am very – I said there was a 0% chance that the White Sox were going to hire Tony La Russa. And then they hired him. And the only hit that I took there was in my reputation, which, I mean, let's be honest.
You see the follow-up tweet, the Schefter tweet, the follow-up that Matt Miller ended up quoting below Deshaun's tweet?
No.
Also worth noting, one source said this week that after Houston traded Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins last offseason, Deshaun Watson's anger level was, quote, a 2. This time, it's a 10.
He's coming, baby. It's happening. And you know what you're going to do? You are going to skydive. Skydive in full, hear me out, dressed entirely as Staley DeBear.
Dude, we've never met. We don't know each other. Like, I mean, we know each other, but we don't know each other.
You're so lucky, Cody.
You've hit on something that I don't know that I physically could do. Like, I am so... I don't enjoy flying. So the idea of jumping out of an airplane is legitimately, like, my biggest fear in the world. And I've never told you that. How did you know? Do I just look like I'm that weak and feeble and afraid that that's what you hit on? That is so good.
No, it's not that you look that way. We're both Jewish. So I kind of know, just systematically, I know what's in your neurosis. And heights is, I mean, flip a coin. It was either heights or spiders. Might be both.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. My wife got spiders. I am heights, but really flying. I don't understand it. I don't believe – I, like, always think that my pilot is Denzel in Flight. I'm like, that dude looks hammered. Like, I don't – like, every time I get on the plane, I'm, like, searching. I'm like, all right, I don't know if I trust that person. Like, what's in that bag? That's a weird piece of luggage. Like, it's very uncomfortable.
I think I'm just so used to traveling that I don't care about flying all that much. I just do it so much, especially over the years of playing professionally. That being said, when I really sit down and think about it, flying is just a war against gravity, and it's not comfortable.
Yeah, and people who are smart would say, actually, it's just a war in favor of physics. But, like, it makes perfect sense. And we've been doing it for a long time, and they've gotten really good at it, and commercial airliners in America don't crash. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. But what about when I'm on the plane? Deck, this is how messed up I am. I was on a flight one time to Austin, Texas. And it was a Southwest flight, so there was no first class, business class, anything like that. And Ricky Williams was on the flight.
Oh, and he was so high.
Of course he was. And I'm walking back to my seat. And I say to my wife, do you know who that is? She goes, no. I go, that's Ricky Williams. She goes, I don't know who that is. I say, oh, he's the exact level of famous of the type of person who would die in a plane crash.
He's three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, like that's who that is. He's not like so famous that he'd fly private. He's not that rich. But it's absolutely like if we go down in this plane, it'll be Ricky Williams and 106 people die in a plane crash. And that's my word. I'm going to just die anonymously. I want to be the most – if I'm going down, I want to be the most famous person on the plane.
Yeah, not with Ricky Williams on that flight. There's going to another – there's going to be a new version of American Pie being written about that flight.
That's a music reference. But, yeah, so would I skydive? Because being dressed as Staley the Bear is not a problem. That is just not an issue. Like, I don't know if you told me that at the bottom, at the ground, you get to be attached to a professional, you get to skydive, and on the ground, there's $1 million in cash. You just have to survive it and have your heart not explode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive that I jump out of the airplane.
I'm just saying, you said anything, and all it took
right.
was one suggestion to torpedo this entire bit.
Yeah, I know. But I'm so confident that if they do, like, they're not going to trade him. If they do trade him, it won't be to the Bears. But if it is to the Bears, I'd be happy. But would I be happy enough to skydive? I need some time to think about it.
Okay, I got a separate one. This one, believe it or not, might be even more dangerous than jumping out of a plane, but you'll think it's safer. We get an old-school trash can, just a straight-up tin trash can that you see on WWE that they easily break over each other's backs because they're practically tin foil.
Yeah.
Okay, we get that. We cover that over you. You sit down on the ground. We cover you. We go to a driving range, and I just get out my driver, and I just hit balls at you at point-blank range.
I'm in. That's fine. Yeah. I think I would take that over jumping out of an airplane.
What if we set Danny on fire? Oh, sorry.
Stop living out your fantasies, Danny. It's unbelievable. Oh, God. All right. Well,
what if we tell Danny we're going on a cruise and we throw him in the Atlantic Ocean? What do you think, Cody?
One of those COVID cruises?
We're going to frame you for murder and you're going to go to jail for 30 years.
I'm a great swimmer, Shane. I would survive the Atlantic Ocean.
Again, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I would survive. I absolutely would survive. I know the sharks wouldn't find me. I wouldn't be bleeding in this scenario. I'm a great swimmer. I would be alive.
What if we give you like one small paper cut on your shin and then throw you in?
That would make it more dangerous. But I think I'd be okay. I'd take that over skydiving. Let me tell you that.
It could be the plot of Jaws 5.
We should outline Jaws 5. I mean, it's been long enough.
Yeah, 605.
605? 605 is when we should do that? Okay. Smart guy. I can't believe Deshaun Watson just tweeted that as we were coming up with the bit, like somewhat legitimizing the conversation. Not really legitimizing it, because obviously that's not what we do around here, but like somewhat legitimizing that conversation. That's pretty great. Tom Thayer at 3 o'clock. Cody Decker's in. It's the Danny Parker Show on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mr. Holmes in Kansas City is saying to Mr. Watson in Houston, it's elementary, my dear Watson.
Thank you, O.J. Simpson. Cody Decker's in on the Danny Parkin Show. Tom Thayer at 3 o'clock. Adam Schefter reported 5 days ago that a source told him when the Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins last year, Deshaun Watson's anger level was, quote, a 2. This time it's a 10. And now Deshaun Watson, 5 days later, has tweeted, I was on 2, then I took it to 10, seemingly confirming that original Adam Schefter report that he's upset with how the Houston Texans are handling this. Cody Decker has challenged me to jump out of an airplane dressed as Staley the Bear if the Bears trade for him.
Without a parachute.
Shane, stop living. You, Tanny wants me on fire. You guys just want me dead? That's it?
No.
What happened to me?
No, no, no. Well, to be fair, the guy that you're going to be strapped to will be on a parachute,
yeah,
so you'll be fine.
Danny, stop making assumptions.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Makes you look like a jackass.
Little sensitive.
Jackass.
The people I work with wanting me dead. I'm funny that way. But it's true. This is gonna. I don't believe it'll happen. It would be the craziest NFL trade, honestly. I mean, it might be
since
the craziest.
Since the last time the Texans traded somebody big?
This is crazier than that. This would be like the Herschel Walker trade. Like this would be one of the craziest NFL trades in the history of the sport.
Tanny says since the Khalil Mack trade. I think that might be.
No. This would be bigger than that. I mean,
I didn't say that. Shane made it up.
No, he did say it.
Yeah. He's a quarterback. I don't believe that it'll happen, but if it did, it'd be incredible. And I do not think that when he says he's going from a 2 to a 10, that that means either that he's a grower or that he cares about Mitch Trubisky's jersey number being a 10. But we are entering Deshaun
Watson. Can you say that?
I'm not sure. Is that not
allowed?
Wow. Is that not allowed?
I'm not going to lie. I hadn't.
That. The hell,
you did?
Yeah.
Why would you even say that?
That's uncharted territory. What? You watched me apologize yesterday for describing the Designated Survivor Netflix cover of a man having sex with a woman up against a desk. I apologize for that. And then you talk about being a grower.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, Tanny.
Wait a minute. First
you got
of
two
all,
7 second delays.
Yeah, everyone just be quiet. Let's just play. Hey, let's play OJ Simpson Twitter videos.
No callers for about 10 minutes.
All right, so we're just gonna be we're gonna play it safe and play OJ Simpson commentary. Okay, that's yes, good.
First take.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's point is we're entering Deshaun Watson silly season. Secondary tangential point. I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to say what I said. But Stephen A. Smith,
you've been really ramping up the below the waist humor lately, and you were never one to do that. And could you just stop?
I think I've told 2 jokes in that regard. In the asked.
Trending in the wrong direction.
Heading in the wrong direction. Okay. don't mean to make you uncomfortable.
I thought Mac was back or something.
You just do another one?
No, I did not just do another one. Someone brought up Charles Haley. Oh, Anthony Heron. And I asked about, yeah, all right, fine. It's legendary.
I mean, it's one of the greatest pass rushers in history, and you automatically went to the other thing.
I've just heard stories. It's prodigious. What do you want from me?
Wait, time. What have you heard stories about?
Charles Haley's penis.
I'm at the point where I'm wondering what you're hearing stories about.
Charles Haley's penis, the size of it.
Okay.
And so,
just making sure.
That's what we were talking about. But anyway, regardless, everybody calm down. We are entering silly season for Deshaun Watson takes, and apparently Stephen A. Smith got in on the action as it relates to the Chicago Bears.
Deshaun Watson should want this, and this team should do whatever it takes to get him, and that's be traded to the Chicago Bears. He would occupy a place in the cultural landscape, in the American sports imagination, that very few occupy because of how great he is, because of the storied franchise he'd be playing for, and because he delivered them finally after a drought since 1985. Deshaun Watson should want it, so should the Bears, and that's where he should go. They should try to make that happen.
No surprise, you're wrong. You're wrong. He's wrong. He's wrong, Charlie. It's not that interesting. He's wrong. And here's why you're wrong, Max, because you're thinking about Chicago. You're thinking about Deshaun Watson ability. You're not thinking about Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. As an organization, these guys are the ones responsible for bypassing him and moving up into the draft, bypassing him and Patrick Mahomes to draft Mitchell Trubisky. They didn't believe in him. And as far as I'm concerned, why should you want to go there? Why should you want to be a quarterback throwing the football in the Windy City in November, in December, and potentially into January? No, your success is going to be predicated on a running game. The reason why the Chicago Bears haven't had a great amount of success since, you know, the shuffling crew in 1985 is because they didn't have Walter Payton. They didn't have Sweetness, okay? The reality of the situation, you got to be able to run that football. You got to be able to defend and run the football in Chicago due to inclement weather alone.
That is so stupid. Like, what about Green Bay? What about Josh Allen in Buffalo? Like, that is
there was not a single phrase in that entire whatever you want to call that made an ounce of sense. All I know is I can't decide which Stephen A. I hate more. Do I hate loud, screaming Stephen A.? I think I actually hate slow, deliberate, arrogant Stephen A. more. Listen, everything you said was wrong. Because it is cold in Chicago sometimes, and you can't throw a football when it's cold. You can't go outside and do things when it's cold. Jackets do not exist.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
That was very good.
Stay off.
Thank you.
The weed.
I like when he goes, I'm looking right into the camera. You do not want to make an enemy out of me. I'm like, did you just challenge Kevin Durant to a fight on television?
Not for nothing, but isn't Kevin Durant a full foot larger than you? I don't think this is going to go well.
Yeah, 25 years younger, a foot taller, in much better physical condition. Like that was a weird
I can't
thing
believe
to
he
do.
Was able to get that entire Bears tirade out of the way without saying that LeBron sucks one time.
The recreational activities.
That was actually a funny take. I'll actually give it. He was like, the NBA bubble's going to be a problem because they're limiting the recreational activity. I was like, oh my God, this man is talking about sex on TV. Who would do such a thing on the radio? That's ridiculous.
That's absolutely absurd. There's no way we've dumped two things already in this show.
It's impossible.
Hey, you want to dump some more? Deshaun Watson tweeted future Mo Rila vibes, and I did some research on white Google. Mo Rila is a rap song.
Stop it.
Sorry, Steven. So it's a rap song, and there's a lyric in that song. I was on 2, then I took it to a 10. If you want to do some more dumping, I'll read the whole song for you.
Don't.
Okay. I'm trying to find in this song where it correlates to him coming to the Bears, but I just can't find it.
Is there a song about trading draft picks?
No.
Are those lyrics in there?
Apparently, this is a song by Zaytoven, which is a play off of the classical composer Beethoven.
I'm not going to lie, quoting just a random rap song by a rapper that I have never heard of is like the equivalent of me being like, well, this reminds me of a quote from Ingvid Malmsteen, who was, of course, just a guitarist in the 80s. Like, this is as random as it gets.
So Deshaun Watson is trolling right now, basically.
Maybe.
All right.
Fall out the Pyrex, the cake and the bowl. That's a line from Mo Rila.
This is the equivalent of a tweet from a 14-year-old girl that was scorned recently.
I sell a chicken in the middle of the street. That's also another quote from Mo Rila, song by Zaytoven.
I love how you said you were checking it out on white Google. That is legit.
You mean Google?
Yeah, exactly. That is very funny. Okay.
I'll just throw random quotes from this song into the show from now until 6. It's TSL, okay, well, baby.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. See if you can get Deshaun Watson on to explain it, what the hell's going on. Is that possible?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, we're going to work on that. Tom Thayer hates when players put themselves before the team. That's exactly what happened with Anthony Miller. And I'm curious, like, Bears fans are angry. Tom Thayer's a Bears fan. I honestly don't know the answer to this. I wonder if that press conference made him angry. It's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.